Life Audio.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Today I'm going to be continuing my series on prayer. So today's topic is praying in faith. Another caveat in Scripture is that we must ask God what we ask in faith, Matthew 21, verse 22, and Mark 11, 24, without wavering. James tells us that in James 1, 5 to 7. But how do you make yourself believe something? Isn't that kind of like trying to make yourself fall asleep when you're awake at 3 a.m.? The harder you try, the more elusive it becomes. The Bible addresses this question with the biblical concept of hope. Hope is to faith what a seed is to a plant. If you plant that seed in good soil and you don't dig it up before it can germinate, and you water it and you cultivate it and you give it plenty of sunlight, eventually a plant will result. Hope is the positive side of imagination, and more on how the Bible says you can get that to work in your favor in the podcast, The Power of Imagination, which I'll link to in the show notes. Another reason why some of us might struggle with believing we receive when we pray has to do with a sense of unworthiness. 1 John 3:19 verses through 23 tells us, "And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things." Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The concept here is that while our consciences serve a good purpose, they're not infallible. It is possible for our hearts to condemn us falsely, which is why John says God is greater than our hearts. His word tells us that Jesus bore all of our condemnation, Romans 8, verse 1, and gave us his righteousness in exchange. We are now in right standing with God, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in time of need, to help in time of need. That's Hebrews 4, verse 16. But if we don't believe that we're in right standing with God, if our conscience condemns us, it will shipwreck our faith. Paul wrote that to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1, verse 19. We won't come boldly to the throne of grace. That's why we have to renew our minds with what God says about us, so that our consciences will no longer contradict the truth of who we are and what we have in Christ. Hebrews 10, verse 22. At the end of Jesus' ministry, he said, "In that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." That's John 16, 23 to 24. I know of two strict scriptural ways to interpret the idea of asking the Father in Jesus' name. One is the concept that because we are in Christ and we are joint heirs with him, everything that is his has now become ours, Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. It's as if he's given us his power of attorney. When we make a request to the Father, to God, it's just as if Jesus himself had asked. We already have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, and we know that from Ephesians 1, 3 and also Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. That's like having money in the bank. It might all be there waiting for you, but you can't access it unless you make a withdrawal. It's Jesus' account, but we can use his name and thus gain access to everything that's his. He gave us permission to do that. He told us to do that. It has nothing to do with how good or holy we are, and everything to do with how good and holy he is. The other way to think about praying in Jesus' name is to consider the meanings of all of the various names of God. Throughout the Old Testament, whenever God revealed a new aspect of his character, he received or gave himself a new name. These included Jehovah Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord my righteousness, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and many more. Since Jesus is one with the Father and only did what he saw his Father doing, we see that repeatedly, but here a couple verses are John 5:19, John 5:30, John 8:28, John 12:49. We can infer that the Father's names apply to Jesus as well. So anything that is in one of his names is ours. So I will link in the show notes to a lot of the text of what we talked about and all of those verses, and I hope that was helpful to you. Thanks for joining me.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.